Spring wheat farmers in the Dakotas and Montana aren't expected to harvest a bumper crop this year, but the wheat is still looking good. That's the consensus from the Wheat Quality Council annual spring wheat tour, where dozens of wheat industry experts traverse the region estimating yields. Wheat Quality Council Executive Vice President Ben Hancock provides the details.
We got the spring wheat average on 407 spring wheat fields at 45.7 bushels, and that's pretty darn good. And the Durham is at 45.4, so it's right there with it for the first time in a long time. Usually the Durham is quite a bit lower, but it's right up there.
The five-year average for the spring wheat tour estimate is 45.9 bushels per acre. Hancock believes protein, once harvested, should be strong due to heat stress during the season, and disease is minimal.
You know, you could find a little bit of scab if you look in every field, probably, but it's not very bad. There's tracks in every field. Most of it's been sprayed with a fungicide, and they're planting fairly resistant varieties anymore. So instead of getting a whole head full of scab, you get one kernel or something. And so it's pretty good, actually, and it's clean. There's not many weeds in any of it. So, it looks pretty good to me.
Hancock says the 2016 spring wheat tour was the best attended on record. He should know, as he's been guiding the Wheat Quality Council for 25 years now. Hancock will retire in February, but looks back on his time at the council as a period of change, with wheat taking a back seat to row crops in the region.
It's just incredible. You can hardly find wheat up in northeast South Dakota anymore. And it's the same there in North Dakota along the southern two or three tiers of counties. There's very little wheat.
Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.